for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. I'm serious.
And God, I want to thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding. Brothers and sisters, believers. Now, I'm only talking to believers, okay? If you're not a believer, you're not going to hear me anyway. If you're not a believer, you're not even going to understand what I'm saying. But I still want to try to help you. And I use the word try because God cannot force anything on you. It's his will. It's his way. Not to force anything on anybody ever. He doesn't operate like that. Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come. So this is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Jesus's purpose. God's purpose in sending his own Holy Spirit to indwell you and I so that they might live and be in us. Did you hear me? God's purpose, Jesus's purpose, the Holy Spirit's purpose in God sending his own Holy Spirit is so that Jesus, God, and God's own Holy Spirit may live in us and be in us. This is why demons know they have to have a body. And they prefer, truthfully, to take over a body indwelt by manifestation of God himself. Now, some of you act like you don't know and don't realize and you don't live like you understand that God is in you, that Jesus is in you, and that God's Holy Spirit is in you, and that whether your mind has caught up with the regenerating power of God that is in you or not, they're still there. If you've been born again, and if you have invited the Holy Spirit to indwell you, and if you have your inner man, remember yesterday I said, I was kind of rushed, but I said to be strengthened with might by God's Spirit in your inner man. To be strengthened with might by God's Spirit in the inner man. Now, it's okay to be an unbeliever, no, a cynic. It's okay to be a cynic because then you'll want to prove it for yourself. But I have a question. I need two people to testify or be a witness this morning to having seen and experienced the real transforming power of God. See, God, that's why Romans chapter 12, verse 2, I think, says, and be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Now, it says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. But you see, it doesn't stop there. The mind is a part of the soul. And the soul is the bridge between the spirit and the body. So if your soul is transformed, it is because something happened first in your spirit, and then you allowed something to happen in your body. And that's why Jesus calls it all healing. Jesus doesn't say, how can I say this? Jesus doesn't separate and compartmentalize healing. When Jesus heals and transforms, he does it everywhere you need it. He does it everywhere that's sick. He does it every part of you that needs to be healed. And with that healing brings change. So I need two people that have actually seen or experienced transformational change, real change in their life. Can I get you to call the Blog Talk and hit one? Don't come on here with no garbage. And don't come on here with what you are in anticipation of. I said I want two people that have seen and or experienced transformational change for real. Don't come on here with no fantasy and don't come on here with no lies. Can I get two witnesses? I'm waiting. I'm going to put this I see I got one. I got one. I only have one. And all this time, it's only one person. This is kind of sad. This is kind of disappointing. As a matter of fact, let me see who this is. 4467. I got your mic open. You have seen or witnessed. Good morning. Real.
Good morning.
True. Good morning. You have seen or witnessed real, true, transformational change. Can you talk about it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It started when I realized I was dying, and the Lord showed me I needed to have deliverance. And He sent me to you, and you started, I didn't have any idea what was really going on, but I knew something was wrong, and I was a believer, but I didn't know really what that meant. So after working with you and having the experience,
can I stop you right here?
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't tell them you were sick in the bed, and you went to Pat Holiday first. Remember?
No, I didn't go to Pat. Yes, but I didn't go to Pat Holiday.
Oh, okay. Well, tell when you were sick in bed and God said, arise, get up and walk.
Oh, okay. I was sick in bed and I didn't really understand why, what was really, how sick I was. I knew I was sick, but anyway, I was listening on the YouTube to different people, and I heard Derek Prince talking. Now, he had already been deceased, but he was doing deliverances, and apparently I must have followed along and realized that, you know, I was desperate. And so I think I went through one of his deliverances, and I remember God telling me, get up and walk. And I was very addicted to psychotropic drugs. And I was talked in to going deep into the psychotropic drugs legally. lithium, all these other ones, saying that I was couldn't live without this in my system, and I was getting sicker, and my body was rejecting it, and my fancy-dancy psychiatrist said, well, I'm sorry, there's nothing else I can do. And I was trapped in all these deep psychotropic drugs, and I didn't know how to get out, and I knew I was in trouble. And so when I went through this on the line with Derek Prince, he said, do you want to be free? I mean, I don't remember it, Dr. Erica, but I remember having faith that this was the only way I was going to get out of this. My body was rejecting all these drugs, but yet they were telling me I couldn't get off of them. And that was a lie. And I believed God. And he said, get up and walk. And I had people around me taking care of me, and I said, I'm getting up out of here and I'm getting off these. And they said, well, you can't. I said, you just watch. I said, I am getting up and I am never having another one of these pills. And that was 2.5 years ago. And look, I'm not saying this is for everybody, but I haven't had one pill of any kind in 2.5 to 3 years. Now, if I needed it, I say I would. It's not a pride thing. But it's that I just trust Jesus more than I trust the medical community. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, I'm not trying to put down doctors because I think they save lives. It's just for me, the psychotropic drugs, they had a grip on people, and they tell people you can't live without it. And anyway, I broke that through the power of Jesus Christ. He broke it off of me. And I really want to go on, Dr. Erica, because what happened, I went to a naturopathic doctor after this, and he put me on all kind of vitamins and all that, and I went through eating right because I was really sick. And so then the Lord sent me to you, and that's when deliverance started, the healing. I couldn't just stop all that. I had to go into healing, and I didn't know that. And so anyway, what you took, that's when I came to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes all sense in the world.
Okay. So what now I've experienced is the inner healing. I mean, working with you, I'm on Tedline every morning. I try to do the work. You know, the Lord, for some reason, he's kept me really from knowing how to read the Bible. And no, the Lord hasn't, but Satan doesn't want me to truly understand the word of God. And he doesn't want me praying really the right way. But I'm on to it now, and I'm determined that do prayers that are going to scare the devil to death, but I don't quite know how yet.
You're getting it, though. You're pretty
like
good.
That.
You're a little fireball.
I am. So this is what I'm trying to say, is that people are afraid. My Christian friends are cowards. Just like you called me one time, Dr. Erica, and it made me so mad. I said, I don't want to be a coward. And so you cast the coward out of me. You know, I was like, no, I don't want to be a coward. And so, but I can tell you, a lot of believing Christians are cowards. They don't want to go into deliverance. They don't want to see that there's a devil that wants them dead. I mean, they're all like, I can't hear that about the devil. It scares me. And I go, well, listen, you're headed for trouble. Anyway, the point is that I'm experiencing healing now on a level that I have never before. And I want to tell you, the greatest breakthrough I'm having right now is I'm understanding the difference between church and the kingdom of God. And the Lord is showing me that there is another kingdom besides the church. The church has been corrupted. And it's like I feel that we're on Tedline being shown the truth, but we can only go at a certain pace because we can't handle. It's so shocking to see how the church has kept me thinking that I have to put up with being sick, but I don't.
Right.
God wants me healthy. So
yeah.
This is my transformation, and I'll stop there.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm laughing because I guess I may have called you a coward. I don't know. What can I say? Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Three three eight six.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Angela.
Hi, Angela. Good morning.
Hi. So I've had many experiences since I started having deliverance, and I didn't start receiving any change until I started coming on Jesus Believeth Wine. Recently this week, I was sitting in my car playing after dropping off my children, and suddenly I felt like something that was like squeezing, and like felt like something was like you ever get like a hug from someone that's real, real tight, and then you could catch your breath after it releases. It was something like that that happened to me. I wasn't doing deliverance. I was just sitting there quietly in prayer after praying with my children before school. And then later on, I spoke with my mom, and then she had an experience. And we've been waiting for, like, breakthrough, you know, for, like, deliverance for our family, like our whole family, not just me, not just me, my husband, my kids, my whole family. And I've been praying and talking to my mom, and I said, you know, Mom, something got to break. Something got to break. And I started a few days before that, and she said within the time frame of what happened with me, she was standing there and got a spontaneous bloody nose. So I believe that something has broken off our family line.
Praise
so we can get deeper and deeper deliverance, and that has happened. That has happened.
So the transformation that I asked about, you seeing it in your family, in your whole, in the family.
The whole family, not just my husband, my children, my whole family is
praise
changing.
God.
It might be slow, you know, with my mom and my brothers, but it is changing. It
praise
is
God.
Shifting. My mom prays daily. She has the Bibles I gave her. She has the prayers that I gave her, and she says them every day, and she's been saying them for months now.
Praise God.
So things are breaking off. It's breaking off. I'm taking my son right now to his appointment to have a reevaluation from his IEP. They're all waiting on this appointment. And, you know, I've come on here, and I tell you, my son now, his last report card about a month ago, he's fifth grade, and he struggled last year. We had kept him back. As you know, I came on. He had his IEP. His therapist stood up and said something supernatural. It's the only answer that something supernatural like Jesus happened in my son's life. And they didn't even know my son was recently baptized, that we've been praying. They just know I asked them to wait. Just wait for the change. And so my son just had a report card. So he had gone from first grade, second grade, reading level, and just like his comprehension overall across the board to fifth grade.
Amen.
We're talking in less than a year. How is that if God's hand is not upon him?
Yes.
there is no other answer but Jesus.
Yeah.
So I'm about ready to get my son ready to go to this appointment. And I'm so excited because I can't wait to see what happens next with him.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Angela. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. 6786. I know that number. That's Jessica.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning. Good morning.
My transformational change has been over 5 years. I came on and I was dying, and God healed me from stage 4 ovarian cancer. I got off the bed and I didn't need chemo. I didn't need radiation. God just completely healed me. I'm not on any hormone medications. I'm not on anything. I have no symptoms. It's just completely eradicated. The transformation started soon after my personal healing, because people said, oh, you're alive, but my family was a mess. The relationships all around me were a mess. So when I started to see God start to heal my personal body, but also the relationships around me, is when it truly started to manifest. I started to see God. So the healing started in, you know, my entire family, my marriage, my relationships to my children, and outward. And I could see it and I can feel it. I also came on here not knowing that I had become a witch, and I didn't know that. I also had multiple personalities, did not know that. And it's been a journey. And for me to actually sit here today, April 22, 2022, to save this, that is truly transformation from God. Because I used to live in this facade of a world that was just make-believe. But at the time, I didn't know that. It was just something that I had created just to survive. And I was always in a survival mode. And being on the TED line for these 5 years, I've learned what actual ease means, going into ease, learning peace, joy. It can only come from God, not make-believe or not any type of medications, nothing. Because I was into also, like Sister Faye Jean had said, you know, the vitamins and the supplements and oils and all types of anything you could find, I was on it, or I would try it, exercise, just all types of things. And truly to get to this point where I can actually feel a transformation. And it's more than just casting out the demons, because
right.
My personality, you know, had already, the demons had already incorporated themselves into my personality. So that was such a shocker, because I remember talking to you, Dr. Erica, and you're like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. And your voice sounds different. And I would, you know, I would get angry. I would say, what does she mean? What does she mean? Because you were like cracking into that world that I had built up. I didn't realize it at the time, but God was chiseling, and he's still chiseling away, and I can feel it. And it hurts sometimes. It's painful. But when you had mentioned the other day, you know, like, well, you're still here. I feel like, realized like the, you know, the disciples, they were like, Jesus, where would we go? Because I knew that you really are a woman of God, and I've seen the transformation right before my eyes. There's no denying it. And my family that lives with me cannot deny that, because I truly am a different person from when I started. You know, aside from being healed physically, because I was still really messed up, and God's brought me so far. And every chance I get, I will testify of that, because it's very, very powerful what God's done and what he's doing. and what he wants to do. And I've learned to stop fighting God. And I used to get mad and say, I'm not fighting God. I mean, that's insane. Only a Satanist, you know, would do that. And then you started teaching on Abraham. Well, Abraham was a Satanist. Now what? You religious people. And I thought, oh, you know, and God would just prick me like that. Like, religious people? And I just never could think myself that. And I started to look at myself instead of looking at my family or let me fix others. I really just started to look at myself. And I said, God, that is me. Help me. And that, when I got to that point, I thought, okay, now the real inner healing has begun, because it took work. It didn't just like happen. Okay, I got healed and the demons got cast out and now I'm just, you know, this holy person. No, it took work, because I had to fight against the things that I knew, you know, my flesh. Oh, well, just take these vitamins. You know, that'll make you feel better. Or you have a headache because, you know, this. Not because there's mind control and there's demons trying to overtake you, you know, and I had to fight those things and say, God, help me. And he's doing it. And there's just such a transformation happening, and it's amazing. So I want to give God all the glory. And I thank you too, Dr. Erica, for your patience and your devotion to God and just living life before us, because I'm watching. And I'm learning how you deal with things. And I thought, wow, I don't know, you know, if I could do those things. I know I wouldn't be able to. And then you always say, well, with God, it's possible. So thank you.
I gotta tell you something, Jessica, this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Your husband, for the first time, well, he always surprises me anyway. But
yes, ma'am.
When I cut my computer on and saw that article that your husband sent to you for the
yes.
people in Alaska in the government allowing Satanists to have
mm-hmm.
the invocation, I said, God,
mm-hmm.
Steve, that's coming
a
long way. And I
yes,
to
ma'am.
God, and I just thank God, because Steve was an unbeliever in the devil.
Amen. And you were the first one. He said, you have to send it to her. I'm having trouble. It won't let me send to her. He was just adamant that you had to know what was happening. And I said, okay, I will. And I was shocked at his heart. And so just as you're saying, yes, ma'am, God is great.
It blessed my socks off. You hear me?
Mm.
And I don't have
a yes, ma'am.
But, I said, God.
Thanks, God.
You got Steve. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Steve is
thank
her husband.
Thank you, Jesus.
Steve
yes,
is her
Steve
husband.
Yes.
And years ago, he told me, he said, look, Sister Erica, no, I just, it's going to take me time. I got to process all of this, because I don't believe it. So I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I told Jessica, I said, trust God. God will do it. Just like what did they say about Paul Gamaliel? He said, if it's of God, it's going to come to pass. He said, if it's not of God, he said, if it's of God, you're going to be caught fighting against God. If it's not of
mm-hmm.
God, then it would just pass on over. So that's
Amen.
Why I'm so dependent upon God, because nobody can do it but God. And it won't happen for you except you believe in God. And that's why I'm of the opinion now that some people not going to believe it. And Jesus said, what did he tell? Remember Lazarus? He said, there's a great schism between you and I. And Lazarus said, go tell my brothers and my sisters. And Jesus said, they ain't going to believe it.
Right. They're not going to believe it.
They ain't going to believe it. But
they're
then
gonna
the
believe it.
Say, some believe, and it did not affect those that believe their unbelief. It's not supposed to affect a believer. Because you're going to always have unbelievers. And I'm learning that. I'm learning, and sometimes you got to let them unbelievers go. because they ain't going to do nothing but infect the faith of the believer negatively. Right. So let me see who's next. 0125.
Good morning.
Tell me what
you're
saying.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Hi. Hi, Jesus believers. God is so good. He has transformed me and is transforming me. When I first got saved and I found you, Dr. Erica, God led me to you. My understanding of deliverance was very limited. And I received deliverance and I started pursuing God. And for me, I was not physically sick, but I was mentally sick. Probably much worse than I even comprehended. And I was also taking medication. I was drinking too much. I was compartmentalizing everything. My whole life, I presented, I think Jessica just used the word facade, which fits me perfectly, what I had before, who I was, who I purported to be. And when I found God, he's been breaking that off of me, delivering me out of, delivering me into. And he did it sovereignly in the beginning. I was crazy. And I came thinking that it was just because of witchcraft that I was where I was. I had, over time, a better understanding of the generational impact of my family, and then also my own sin and my own personal responsibility that, you know, I was delivered from certain things. Praise God. I mean, I'm coming up on almost 3 years of sobriety, and that was purely God who did that for me. And witchcraft came out of New Age, all that stuff, but I still was not humbled before God and didn't really, it's a work in progress. For me to really sit and not compartmentalize and to accept my brokenness and to accept the fact that I am so incomplete and so flawed without Jesus. And he's shown that to me. And I had to surrender. And it is tough. And I have had to have conversations with you that weren't pretty and didn't make me feel good. But they were, through that, the healing and the transformation came. So I am of sound mind now. I have the mind of Christ. That bitterness that was inside of me, that anger, that control. You know, it wasn't just me being controlled by witchcraft. It was me exerting control on other people through witchcraft and not realizing it. So I can look at myself and my child and my family, and I can see how that ripple effect is happening. It's happening with my family. It's happening with my daughter. And it's still happening for me. But my heart is soft. My heart knows because of Jesus, it's okay to be vulnerable. And not vulnerable in a weak way, but vulnerable in a way that I draw upon God for my strength. Not myself, not pills or supplements, not a book, not manipulation, not anything other than Jesus. And he is cleaning me up still, but I am a very different person than I was when I came to the TED line 3 years ago next month, actually. And I want more, and I can't, there's no, without Jesus, without God in my life, there truly is nothing, and I know that because I've been there, and I will never go back, and I only want more, and I am excited to see what he is going to bring. But I am a truly transformed person, and it is because of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
What can I say? If God be for us, who in the world can be against us? Praise God. Let's see who this one. I see one more. Well, I got my three and some bonus. 4235. Who is this, please? Oh, you don't have to tell me. But...
Hi. Hi, this is Tammy.
Oh, hi, Tammy.
Hi. Oh, well, I just want to piggyback on some of the lovely women talking about, getting over a lot of, I was so cray-cray, and I didn't even realize how my mind was just so warped from just the stuff that I went through and how demonized I was. And it's taken a while to get, into my right mind. But I'm so thankful because I was living a fantasy, and it wasn't even a good one, you know. And I didn't even realize how off I was. And, you know, the Lord really helped restore my mind. That was a big thing. And one of the other big things was fear. I had such debilitating fear. One of those was like fear of the dark and nightmares. I couldn't sleep all night since I was a child into my adulthood. And that took a little while, but oh my gosh, to be able to sleep without, you know, a nightlight and without anything else, and just to have good sleep, it's been such a blessing. And in addition to that, fear of man and being able to speak in public. And I went from not being able to do that, even speak in a meeting at work, to selling cars. So it's amazing what he's done in that place too. And, you know, like everyone else, I'm still working on some things, but it's been just looking back 5 years, 10 years, I'm like, wow, thank you, Lord, because he's amazing. He's amazing.
He is.
Just, I love him. And thank you so much, everyone, for sharing, because it helps be like, okay, look at that, you know, and I've been through that, and they went through that, and look what he can do. But, yes, that's the short version.
All right.
He's just awesome. Thank you, Dr. Erica.
The main thing is you can see it.
Yes.
Transformation is visible.
Right.
Transformation is tangible when it comes from God.
Yes.
It can be experienced. It can be seen. It can be felt. You know the word that said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
You can taste it. You can see it. You can smell it. Your whole being. Your whole being experiences transformation. Transformed into the image and likeness of Christ.
Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family. Sharing lots of love and happiness. Come on, ring those bells. Light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King. Born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, and everybody say, Jesus, we remember, this your birthday. for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, and everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday.
John 14, 16 and 17. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Brothers and sisters, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Praise God. Being born again is not just an experience. It is receiving the indwelling presence of God. It is receiving the indwelling presence of Jesus. It is receiving the indwelling presence of God's own Holy Spirit, who comes to make his home in us. Brothers and sisters, God, Jesus, his own Holy Spirit is for you. God, Jesus, his own Holy Spirit is with you. God, Jesus, and God's own Holy Spirit is in you. You have a guarantee. You have a guarantee. I say you have a guarantee of success in this life. A guarantee. You cannot fail, because there's no failure in Christ Jesus. I say God is in you, for you, with you. There is no failure in Christ.
After a season of nightfall and pushback, after the heartache of wrong turns and sidetracked, just when they think they got you game set match, oh, 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 here comes a comeback. Just cause you lay low, got up slow, unsteady, don't mean you blacked out or bowed out, you're ready. Just when they think there's nothing left running on empty, oh, 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 here comes a comeback.
they got you game, set, match. Oh, 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 here comes a comeback.
Be alive today. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Thank you.
remember, God is for you. Remember, God is with you. Remember, God, Jesus, and God's own Holy Spirit are in you. It doesn't get any better than that. But they're in you to change you, to expose the whole world to the light, the true light, the real light, the light